Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stove.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we're talking about COVID-19.
According to the Minister of Health, 11 people died of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe yesterday and 424 tested positive for COVID-19.
The ministry also reports that so far, 46,442 people have contracted COVID-19 and nearly 38,000 have recovered from the disease since March last year. Almost 1,800 people have succumbed to COVID-19.
And in South Africa, we understand that the South African government has also taken measures to curb the spread of the virus, as over 750,000 Zimbabweans have also received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine and 518,968 received their second dose. Right now, there are conflicting reports over localized COVID-19 lockdowns, with the police saying some suburbs in Bulawayo have dusked dawn curfews, but the government says they have not sanctioned these lockdown measures.
According to the South African Broadcasting Corporation and several newspapers, the South African government has tightened COVID-19 regulations following an increase in the number of people contracting dangerous COVID-19 variants.
People in Australia under similar COVID-19 measures due to fears over the spread of the Delta and Indian COVID-19 variants.
Ngibambe lamhlanje izilwandwa wasipoka ngokwenzakala ngeCOVID-19. Siyabona ukuthi ke kulabantu abanengi abangani lokho bebamba umkhuhlane lo kwele Zimbabwe. Nxa sikhangela ke khona manje khona sibili kulabantu abangani bathi umkhuhlane lo umemetheka ongani kuyethusa. Kulabantu abayi 11 ababhubhe izolo bebulawa yiCOVID-19. Kwathi abayi 424 ngabantu abateste positive kuCOVID-19. Nxa sikhangela khona manje uhlangothi lwezempilakahle luthi sokulabantu 46,442 asababanjwa umkhuhlane weCOVID-19, kwathi abedlula i 38,000 abafika phose 38,000 ngabantu asebaphepha kumkhuhlane lo kusukela ngombimbitho nyakenye. Kulabantu bayi 1,800 asababulawa yiCOVID-19 kwele Zimbabwe. Siyabona njalo ukuthi abafika phose 750,000 ngabantu asebehlatshwe kwakuqala ijekiseni yokuvikela kumkhuhlane weCOVID-19, kuthi abayi 518,968 ngabantu asebehlatshwe i-second dose yabo. Sikhuluma nje khona manje uhulumende, amapolisa labanye kungani akuzwakali ngakhonokho kuthiwa kulama-localized lockdowns. Kungani kuthiwa koBulawayo awekho ama-lockdowns lawa, noma amapolisa abika nje ukuthi ama-lockdown la akhona endaweni njenge-Country Park emganweni, enkulumane enketa e-city center lezinye indawo ezijeneyo. But uhulumende uthi yena akazange akhulume ngakhonokho, so ke abantu bathi khonokho kuyabaphambanisa. Nxa sisikhangela kwele South Africa, siyabona ukuthi umsakazi we-South African Broadcasting Corporation lamanye isiphepha atshiyeneyo athi ke uhulumende usefake khonokho ke ukuthi kuvalwe indawo eziningi. Sikhuluma nje ama-restaurants avaliwe, sikhuluma nje amabhawa avaliwe, le ndawo eziningi sibili kakhulu sokule lockdown emangalisayo. Kule Australia lakho babhekane lokufanayo njengoba ke kuthiwa sokula lokhu okuthiwa yi-Delta lokunye okuthiwa yi-Indian COVID variants. So ke Jonga, kunjalo abantu kungani bathole nzima ba
ndizozvo Gibbs nevadiwa vateereri nevatariri. Nhasi muchirongwa chedu che-Live Talk tiri kutarisa nedenda re-COVID-19. Denda ravhara nyika dzakawanda kusanganisira Zimbabwe. Tinoona kuti muZimbabwe nezuro vanhu vanokwana kuita gumi nemumwe kana kuti 11 vakafa neCOVID-19, kuchiti vamwe mazana mana nemakumi maviri nevana kana kuti 424 vachiwanikwa vaine denda iri. Ndaitarisa kubva svondo rapera nemusi wa21 kusvika nezuro musi wa27 tinoona kuti kwafa vanhu vanokwana kuita 64 kana kuti makumi matanhatu nevana. 64 people have died since June 21 to June 27. That's a high number. Saka tikutarisa nezvenyaya iyoyo nedambudziko riri kuitika nezviri kuitwawo matanhatu kutorwa nehurumende ekuedza kudzivirira kupararira kwedenda irori. Tinoona munzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana muri kuitwa anonzi malocalized lockdown. Koitawo mamwe mashoko anenge achizoti kana akufambiswa nevanhu unonzi washara kuti nzvimbo yakati yanzi ine lockdown, nzvimbo iyoyo yozoonekwa kuti haina, kana kuti hurumende yotaura kuti aiwa kuno hakuna lockdown. Tiri kuzviona zviri kuitika une mamwe matunhu muBulawayo. Tichatarisawo nyaya yekuti muSouth Africa takanzwa mutungamiri wenyika yemo nezuro Cyril Ramaphosa vachizivisa kuti vadzosa nyika yavo kulockdown level 4 mushure mekuona kupararira kuri kuita denda recovid-19 nekufa kuri kuita vanhu. Saka vasimbisa mutemo wekurambidza vanhu kufamba famba iwewe lockdown. Totoona kuti vanhu havachabvumidzwa kufamba kubva nenguva dza 8 manheru kusvika na 4 mangwanani ezuva rinotevera. Ndo dambudziko riri kutarisana nevanhu. Nyaya tiri kutarisa, totarisawo mune dzimwe nzvimbo nedzimwe nyika. Toona zvakaita sekunana Australia vari kunzi vaitawo dambudziko redenda recovid-19 iroro. Kwaita utachiwana weIndian variant neDelta variant ndezvimwe matambudziko echirwere ichochi kana utachiwana wechirwere ichochi uri kutenderera zvakare uchinzi unopararira zvakanyanya. Ndonyaya dzatiri kukurukura, toda kunzwa kwamurimi kuti kwakamira sei. Pindai muchirongwa, Gibbs.
Yes, we have, as Jesus Banda in Bulawayo, who actually spoke to several people, you know, concerning this COVID-19 kind of lockdown. And one of the people that he met is this gentleman who was in one of the suburbs where there was said to be a COVID-19 lockdown. So let's listen to what the gentleman was discussing with Ezra Jesus Banda.
Lapa, under North End. When you come back?
I'm Jeffrey Makunike.
Jeffrey Makunike, lapha ke kuthiwa ke imzirikazi under North End i-hotspot ye-coronavirus abantu bona ukungabona umuntu ogulayo kodwa
hayi mina angabona ngibonanga muntu
ofileyo
hayi ngekoronayo
kanti manje lokhu kuthi kuthiwa abantu abagcwele bagula lapha ubona nto bakuthethenga
khonapho ibuyabengabikwazi ukuthi babe kuthethenga kodwa lapha ngokuthi kuthiwa umuntu ofe ngekoronayo
labagulayo kababona
angababona
So gathesi ke lina lizwa njani njengemzethu bona babathini emzilikazi abantu bathini ngakho lokho nje wasokule lockdown so curfew
bakhala ngokuthi njengona nje ukuthi nomashop avala ngo-3 akusela babengabajingirisa into zabo labathengisayo laba bakhala ibhizinesi yabo isinjani siphansi
bathini bona abathengisayo labakhala besithi
bakhala kunokuthi ibhizinesi isivele yakhiphe isi-low business
manje uniphila ngani
mina owakathizi kade mpho ngokuthengisa athengisa nje kodwa
kuzawuba njani ngoba le-lockdown le
kuyahle kube wesi
endlini ufuneka ukudla
yebo kakhulu
irenti
lerenti konke
ukudla onkinto abantwana lonkosikazi
endayo unkosikazi
bangaye labantwana
abantwana bangu-3
bonke bakhalele wena
bakhalele ubaba
ngosuku kuhle kuyaphumula ude sibehambe bathalele
kulesikhathi
uyawuthengiseni ohlanganisa uthengisani lanilani
hayi ake ndithengise nje omatumatisi onyeni
wakhipho
kwabantwana konke
umaneje ukuyathenga imbuku ngayo
iyaimbejana yakhona zisuku zonke zaje
so uthi ubana yindlala yodwa lea
hayi indlala
vela uzangisebenze kudala
angandisebenza kudala kakhulu i-national foods
kwaphela umsebenzi
kwaphela umsebenzi akudala sokulesikhathi ku-2000
Okay. But kulezi zisuku zizo phela indawo zamashaphi into akhwela amashaphini asebenza kunje
hayi
bayisaba kuyabotshwana
treti yangikhonayo bahle bayisaba itreti yangikhonayo
babhoda yini busuku umphosa na
hayi kwalokho kuthiwa kuqalisile angikababona
okay.
Ingazi namuhla
njenamhlanje kuqala phela namuntu ngo-6 ntamba makathesikefi wena busendlini manje
avela
kulangeniibona namali
imali yangkhona ibonakayo
okay so ubona ngani kodwa bathini bakhiphe yini abantu basebenzi kumbe kwenziweni ngoba phela asibabantu abakhulunywa ukuthi bafile asibabona
asibaboni kodwa nxa kungabonakali abantu kumele kungkumuthi kuvuleke kusetshenzwe
kufuna ukuthi kusetshenzwe ilokuzeni-ke i-injection le evaccine siwayithatha wena
la singayithatha
zonke zombili so awusesabi kakhulu
hayi khona kuphela
so njengona nto behlatshwe wena uthini abantu ahlatshwa ngabe bavunyelwa nto basebenze alaso behlatshiwe
ukuthi yabona ngaze mvuma ukuthi abanye thina sisebenze sihlatshiwe hhayi lo ungahlatshwanga-ke lawo yabelamba
so ngcono kuvulwa kube abantu bezinanzelela kuphela
kuphela
kodwa i-social distancing ayikho phela lokhu ithini kona
kwezindawo akutshela iqiniswa ayikho
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 okay ungathini
abanye kula khona kwamamask abanye
abagqoki ungathini-ke kuba abantu abalayele ngalesi sikhathi
hayi ngibacela ukuthi belanje khona kugqoka imask i-social distance
there you are jonga so Ezra was talking to a gentleman who lives in Mzilikazi high-density suburb. So this gentleman is saying, you know, he has not seen a person who is suffering from COVID-19, but nonetheless, he says people must protect themselves.
And he also got vaccinated.
Yes. And he said he was vaccinated. So, and he sells a lot of stuff. And he says sometimes he's not getting much. Shops are closing early. Even if the government is saying, you know, there's no curfew and so forth, but people are following what the police say. Mm-hmm. And he was really, you know, unhappy about what is going on. He used to be a national foods worker. Now he does his own things, but there's nothing that is coming. You know, the Stockfellers, the Shebeens?
Yes.
He says these days, you know, people fear that if they operate them, they'll be arrested.
That's
so
true.
They're not operating at all. Mm-hmm. So then he says social distancing, the wearing of masks is actually questionable in most of, you know, cases. So he says there's a problem.
But what I liked most, Gibbs, is that because he deals with the public, he made sure that he got all his two doses.
That's right. Yes, yes, precisely.
Yeah.
So we've got now Mr. Moses Banda. He's based in South Africa. Maybe you can chat now.
Dr. Swanda.
Yes, sir.
We can start from that end in South Africa. To what extent will the announced or the new lockdown, the lockdown level 4, affect Zimbabweans in South Africa? To what extent?
Well, I think like anyone that is living in South Africa, what basically it means is that there's going to be serious restrictions, you know, in the capacity of people to obviously earn an income in terms of working. But of course, we know that the borders still remain open, but we are quite aware of the fact that at this particular stage, you know, what it means is that all those people that work, for example, in restaurants, particularly because we know that a lot of, you know, Zimbabweans work in the restaurant industry, because it is only going to serve, you know, takeaway clients. That might mean that those that normally serve as waiters, especially in these restaurants, are likely to be laid off. And that means, obviously, that a lot of people are going to be, you know, unemployed at this particular moment.
Totarisa nerurimi rwamai, tiri kunzwa vana vakawanda veZimbabwe vari muSouth Africa, vari kuchema kuti mutemo waiswa level 4 uchatiomesera zvakanyanya nenyaya dzemabasa, nekuti vazhinji vari kuti tatisati tatorecover papambonzi zvinhu zvanyevenutswa, zvino zvadzoka pakati pekuoma. Zvinhu zvamungataura pamusoro pazvo, Dr. Swanda?
Chatingataura ndechekuti patakatarisa pari zvino tiri kuona kuti vazhinji vana zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvinoshanda mumarestaurant. Nekudaro tiri kuona kuti marestaurant nemabhaa nedzimwe nzvimbo dzakawanda vanenge vachitengesa kudya kuti vanhu vadyire kunze. Zvinoreva kuti aya atinoti mawaiters vanoita zvekuseva vanhu mumarestaurants havagoni kuzoseva vanhu. Saka zvinoreva kuti marestaurants akawanda achatomisa vanhu kuti vaende kubasa. Ende tinoziva zvakare kuti zvizvarwa zvemuZimbabwe zvakawanda ndomazvinoshanda. Saka zvinotoreva kuti takatarisira kuti vanhu vazhinji vanobva kuZimbabwe vanoshanda zvikuru mumarestaurant vachange vasina mabasa. Saka tadzokera pakare paya paya pane dambudziko rekuti hapasina mabasa, hapasina nzira yekurarama.
Mm-hmm. Pane nzira here ingaitwa nevana veZimbabwe kuti vange vachikwanisa kutsvaga dzimwe nzira dzokuti vararame kunze kwekumirira kuti makambani avhure kana kuzotarisa kuti kumberi remangwana ringaita sei? Nokuti tinoona kuti chirwere ichi hapana anoziva kuti chichashanduka zvariini. Saka vanhu vakaramba vachichema vakangogara, zvii zvamungavataurira?
Hazvisi nyore iko zvino, nekuti patiri kuona ndechokuti chanzwa zvedu chinoziva kuti palevel 4 chimwe chinowanzirwa ndechekuti vanhu vanotengesa vanogona kuzazotenderwa kutengesa, nekuti zvinenge zvichinzi vari kukonzera magatherings. Saka takatarisira kuti iko zvino vazhinji vanoshandawo panze murodhi, vanotengesa miriwo nechi zvakadaro vachatadza zvakare kuti vashande. Saka patiri iko zvino tiriuziva kuti inguva yakaoma, nekuti hapana chimwe chavanogona kuita unless kana vachinge vaona zvekubatsirwa nevanhu kana hurumende. Tinoziva kuti hurumende yemusouth africa yataura iko zvino kuti haina mari sezvayakaita gore rapera kupa vanhu matiers nemari dzemasocial grants. Yati iko zvino haina. Saka zvakatooma chaizvo iko zvino.
And what can you say in Sindebele, the same you explained in Shona and English?
Isimo esibhekane naso njengamanje ngesokuthi siyazi ukuthi abantu abaningi abayizizalwane zakwana seZimbabwe ngabasoze banelise ukuthola ukuhlala njalo basemsebenzini, ngoba siyazi ukuthi imisebenzi abayiningi labo lisebenza ezindaweni zokudlela esikumarestaurant, kanti basebenza njengo-waiter abanikeza abantu ukudla behleli phansi. ngova imigomo e-level 4 iti abantu kabavunyelwa ukuthi bangene ama-restaurant badle kusho ukuthi bonke laba bantu sokuzofanele ukuthi bahlaliswe phansi bangasebenzi bazobe ngenayo imisebenzi kusho ukuthi iy'nkinga zokulamba sizoqala ukuhlangabezana ney'ngane zezimbabwe kanti abanye siyabazi ukuthi iningi labo lidayisa emgwaqweni okusho ukuthi njalo laba bazoba nenkinga ngoba uma beqhubeka behleli lapha kuzobonakala njengendlela ebhebhethekisa umkhuhlane owe-COVID-19 ngakho isikhathi esikuso sinzima kakhulu nakuzizalwane zezimbabwe.
Thank you so much. And also, Dr. Swanda, in Zimbabwe, things are not getting any better. We are seeing areas where they've effected localized lockdowns and also some areas dubbed as hotspots. And most of the northern side of Bulawayo is affected by this tag of hotspot. What can you say about this? Because we see people, they still travel from South Africa to Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe to South Africa. What's your take on it?
Well, I think the biggest challenge that we have is that traveling between Zimbabwe and South Africa is not what we can call quite regulated, because it is only for those people that, you know, want to travel for maybe leisure or, you know, major businesses which is often regulated. But you will notice that the majority of the people that ply the route between Zimbabwe and South Africa, they use undesignated routes, which means that they don't necessarily have to cross through the border, which means if South Africa is getting, you know, the Delta variant being, you know, more prominent and basically more prevalent and infecting more people, it means that very soon Zimbabwe is going to be experiencing serious, you know, problems with the Delta variant as well. We have to keep hoping that it is not as deadly as it is transmissible.
Mm-hmm. Gibbs.
Thank you very much, Dr. Swanda. So hold on there. Let's bring in Mr. Mandla Moyo. He lives in Sydney, Australia. Mr. Mandla Moyo, welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you so much, Dube and Mr. Chonga. I'm pleased to come back to the show.
Yes, so now it seems as if in Australia, where you are, the Indian and Delta variants are causing havoc. Tell us a bit about this and how this is affecting Zimbabweans.
Australia, so far in the last few months, we have been very quiet in terms of the pandemic. Just last week, we started to see in Sydney, where I am right now, a lot of these Delta variant cases coming up in the community. As I'm speaking right now, the state of New South Wales, which is the capital city being Sydney, has gone into a 2 weeks lockdown effected on Saturday evening by the premier of state of New South Wales. And this is a shock to most of the Australians because so far Australia has been having very few cases, but we are very much shocked at the moment to see us going back into those days of lockdown again.
So now it seems that there are so many Zimbabweans that are affected by this. So tell us a bit about that.
There is a lot of Zimbabwean community in Australia, as you know. From statistics, I think we've got over 5 million Zimbabwean families living across in Australia, from what I gathered in the statistics last year. And most of these Zimbabweans who work in the hospitality industry, catering and transport industry, have been grossly affected because they cannot continue to go to work. People have started to stay at home to observe the lockdown regulations. It has really caused a lot of economic problems to families, and most of us here survive on income. Very few of us who run businesses have also been forced to shut down.
Yeah, I was telling you what the konapoma lockdowns amenjani njalo osandongeniswa ngalipi nguhulumende wawole Australia. Kuhamba njani njalo lina amaZimbabweans kulibamba njani konke lokho
lapha e-Australia babadube kuma-state angu-5 lama-territories amathathu. I-Australia ungayikhangela i-continent enkulu kakhulu. Ama-state amathathu kusukela ngomgqibelo angene kuma-lockdown. Kuqala ke i-New South Wales, okuyi-capital city yakhona ke i-Sydney, ingene ku-lockdown enkulu kakhulu e-2 weeks. ngemva kokubana kutholakaleke istrain se-Delta variant emphakathini, kube labantu abangu-120 abatholakele be-positive emphakathini emalangeni adlulileyo khonapha eSydney. Njalo ke kwe-Western Australia ePerth kube labantu abangu-4 abatholakale be-positive ngayonale-ke istrain abathi i-Delta variant. Njalo lokhu kwenze ukuthi abantu abaningi abasebenza emaweteleni, emakhefa, labachayeli bezimota, abadriver, aba-Uber bengasenelisi ukuya emsebenzini, abantu sebehleli ezindlini behlezi be-observe-ke imithetho-ke ye-lockdown. Okuyikuthi-ke sokulimaze le simo somnotho ukuthi abantu bathole inzuzo ukuze baqhubeke ngempilo yangapha njengoba impilo yemazweni idura. Kudanise kakhulu abantu abaningi ukuthi sizibone sesingena njalo kuma-lockdown.
Yes, cela ubambe khonapho-ke. Jonga, I think we are joined by our third guest, and that is Dr. Simbiso Langa. Welcome to the show, Dr. Langa.
Thank you, Gibbs. Thank you for having me. Hi, Mr. Jonga.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru Dr. Langa nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. Maybe you can start by helping us here with the new wave. Is it a third wave in Zimbabwe? Because as of last week or 2 weeks ago, things have just changed. The figures are rising like every day. We are seeing them almost close to half a thousand or just below 500 numbers. And also the deaths since 21 June to yesterday, 27 June, we've lost 64 people succumbed to COVID-19. Can we say the country is now in a third wave?
Yeah, Mr. Kandimir, I think that's right. I think Zimbabwe is experiencing what the rest of the region is experiencing, including in South Africa, Mozambique, and some other countries around Zimbabwe. And obviously, the numbers have gone up sharply in the last couple of weeks. So definitely, I think we are in the third wave, and I hope that it won't be worse than the first two. This is happening during the winter season, when people tend to congregate in homes and so forth because of the cold weather. So it means chances of transmission are much higher of COVID-19. So unfortunately, that's where we are, and I hope that we get people vaccinated quickly enough, and meanwhile, people in the country continue to observe measures to minimize the spread of COVID-19.
We've also noticed that the government has implemented localized lockdowns. Do you think this will help curb the spread of COVID-19?
Definitely. I think it will be helpful. Of course, I think what we have to think about is after the lockdown, what happens next? Mm-hmm. Because obviously, once you have a lockdown, the numbers, the multiplication of the virus slows down. But then as soon as you open, you know, unless things have changed in terms of people getting immunity against COVID-19, this is going to be a vicious cycle.
Ndokunetsai kuti mungotsokorana nerurimi rwamai. Tikona kuti muZimbabwe huwando hwevanhu vari kubatwa neCOVID-19 pamwe nekufa huri kukwira, tingati kubva kumasondo mairi adarika, huwando hwacho hunenge hwatikwirei. Sondo rimwe chete kubva musi wa21 mwedzi uno kusvika nezuro musi wa27. Kwakashaya vanhu vanokwana kuita 64, makumi matanhatu nevana. Tingati here nyika yapinda muinganzi third wave yatiri kunzwa iri kungotaurwa mune mamwe matunhu nedzimwe nyika?
Mr. Gandimire, ichokwadi kuti tapinda muthird wave, another season or another moment when my numbers ari kukwira zvakanyanya throughout Zimbabwe. It means vanhu vari kubata chirwere vati wandei uyezve vari kufa in the last couple of weeks vakawanda neCOVID-19. Tiri kuona kuti izvi zviri kuitika throughout sub-Saharan Africa and some other parts of the world, including in Australia, as we were hearing. I think chiri chakakosha ndechekuti tingaslowa sei spread kana kuparadzira kwechirwere cheCOVID-19 at the moment. And uyezve kuti mangwana, what are we going to do kuti tisaramba tine this vicious cycle?
Tingati vatanhu vari kutorwa nehurumende ekuvhara mamwe matunhu anenge anzi aita dambudziko rechirwere ichocho yatiri kuti localized lockdown. Ndeve mamwe matanhu amuri kukurudzira here kana kuti amuri kutaura nezvavo kuti anogona kubatsira?
Ndinoona ari matanhu anobatsira malockdown, nekuti kana vanhu vakasanyanya kusangana through iwaya ma restrictions, including malockdown, zvinoita kuti chirwere chisaramba chichipararira zvakanyanya. Asi chandinofunga ndechekuti hurumende inofanira kunge ine plan yekuti so malockdown manumbers akamboderera. Kana taaderera tichangovhura here and then life goes on. Kana kuti tine plan yekuti meanwhile malockdown aripo, tiri kuita kuti vanhu vavaccinatwe, vabayiwe nhomba and other measures kuti this problem isaramba ichicirculate in the country.
And the other issue before I give it to Gibbs is the issue of travel. Yes, they are localized the lockdowns, but people still travel from one place to another. And we have also noticed that some areas like northern suburbs in Bulawayo, Shamva in Mashonaland Central, Marondera in Mashonaland East, and Chiredzi in Masvingo, they've been identified as hotspots. But still, there's no lockdown. What does that mean to those who are trying to make sure that the pandemic is contained?
I think as long as we are within the country, from one region, like Okunana Chirenzi, Vachenda Okunana Blawayo, and so forth, it means chirwere chinenge chiri kupararirawo. Asi chandinoona dambudzikonderi kuti Zimbabweans, they need to survive somehow. And I think that's where we are talking about what is the bigger strategy besides with a lockdown. Because when we're going to get chikafu, we're going to get kurarama. Chaninga kurudzira vanhu ndechekuti if you don't have to travel, don't travel. Stay at home until this wave is over. Number two, I would encourage you to vabayiwe nhomba as soon as possible. And then kuhurumende, can we provide support Zimbabweans with asaramba achienda vachimuva around just in an effort to survive.
Thank you so much, Dr. Ranga Gibbs.
Yes, Dr. Ranga, talking about these COVID-19 variants, can you tell people what are these?
What I can say, Gibbs, is variants are basically mutations. The virus over time tends to replicate and it tends to adapt as it multiplies in the community, so that it can survive longer. So what we are seeing is that there have been several variants from the South African variant, the British variant, the Brazilian variant. Now we're talking about the Delta variant, which seems to have originated from India. Basically, when we give room for the virus to spread, it is likely to adapt by forming more resilient mutations that can, evade treatment options, and it can be more virulent or it can be more aggressive. So as we know, a lot of these newer variants tend to spread much faster and to result in more hospitalization. So that is a big problem. Thank you.
So if you're, let's say, vaccinated and you're hit by one of these, can you survive?
The statistics so far suggest so. I don't know whether it's true for every vaccine, but definitely for the mRNA vaccines like the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines, it seems like the vaccines still work against even the emerging variants like the Delta variant. Of course, the vaccines are not as effective against the variants compared to the effectiveness they had in the original virus or the wild virus that we started out with. But getting vaccinated decreases the chance for hospitalizations and for death, whichever vaccine someone is taking.
Yes, can you hold on there, Dr. Ranga? Let's see whether we can bring in a certain person who talked to Ezra Jesus Panda before we proceed to other guess. So hold on there. So Ezra was in Bulawayo on Friday and he talked to a lot of people. Here's one of the people that he talked to about lockdowns and COVID-19 in general.
Babu, what's your name?
My name is Jay Nyon.
Jay Nyon. umkhuhlane lo corona kuthi usubuyile njalo wena uzweni ngawo social distancing ma mask njengoba nigqokile kanje
so sigqoka ama mask
manje wena wenzani empilweni baba wenzani
mina ngisalele ngiyenzani ngakula ngayekela ngaengenia
uphila ngani manje uphila ngani
ukuphila nje sathengisa amaspe
indawo yakho le kuthiwe yi-hotspot ye-corona kuliqiniswe yini
lina yini lingakwazi phela thina singakwazi thina
kodwa silike labona umuntu ogulayo la kulabantu okuthiwa babanjiwe abagulayo eduze so liphombukuzwa kuthiwa yi-hotspot khonapho konke ochabana lo mkhulumane so manje lizenzani kuthiwa kusokile curfew landilani so kumele kuthi wenze utshona endlini
lapha andingibona wathi simele nxa ungala into oyenzayo uhlale endlini kodwa nxa ulokhunye imishini olayo uyahamba oyilungile
okay kodwa izikhathi zokuvala manje ubona zirayithini khona abantu bangakulandela koko emalokitshini khona sikhona unkulumane khona bengalandela bebaningi kangaka
akumele balandeli balandeli kodwa because abantu bayafa
kuyini isixwayiso ongasinika uzulu olalele ngalesi khathi ungathini ebantwini
ebantwini
balaleleyo
mina ngathi mina kumele balalele umthetho obekiweyo wegovernment ukuthi nxa kukwanele isikhathi sokuthi bahlale endlini bahlale endlini nxa i-lockdown seyikwanele isikhathi sakhona bahlale endlu ezindlini bahlale ezindlini because kuyafiwa kodwa kuyafiwa kodwa thina abafayo batsho abakhona asikhathi sibakhona kodwa sizwa kumaradio
manje laba ngahlaba injection uthini kuyo
kumele bayahlatshwa phela njengona kuhlatshwa mazi wonke
lina selihlatshiwe
mina ngahlatshwa kudala first
ohlaphela no siyabonga amazwakho amahle babo
hayi siyabonga la
so that gentleman is talking to Ezra Jesus Mandave is talking about you know what they're facing basically in the city of Kings and Queens so at the end of the day what this gentleman was saying is well if you have no business in going around don't go around just stick to where you are so that you cannot contract COVID-19 so he sells scraps and all these kind of things but he says business is quite low because of that you know these lockdowns even if the government is denying but business is low really according to him
you know what I've noticed Gibbs from even my own experience you know there are times that you just say let me go into town and wander around doing completely nothing
or window shopping
Yes, window shopping. We call it window shopping.
Yeah.
So that is something that people has to do away with because people are just loitering sometimes with no business to do and they are putting themselves at risk of contracting this deadly virus.
Yes, let's bring in then Mr. Manda Moyo in Sydney, Australia. So, Mr. Moyo, we see that people in Zimbabwe are really struggling to make ends meet, you know, and now these lockdowns and so forth. What advice do you give them? And with the experience that you are getting right down there, you know, what can you tell them? How do you survive this kind of pandemic? Mr. Moyo?
Thank you so much, Mr. Dube. I think people back home in Zimbabwe are quite doing it tough because of the already economic problems that coexisted even way before the coronavirus pandemic hit us. My advice to the people in Zimbabwe is that it's time now they accept the reality. The reality on the ground is that the virus is still with us. The virus is there, and they must accept all the measures to try and mitigate the spread of this pandemic, follow social distancing regulations, practice hand hygiene, and wear a mask properly if they can access one. It's very easy to say it by word of mouth. I know masks can be quite expensive, but the other thing that can also help is to try and do hand hygiene, avoid going in large gatherings, And psychologically, people are very demoralized back home. People are so disappointed. They were looking ahead to go out selling their stuff, selling fruit and vegetables in town, of which they can no longer do. But it's time, I think, that people accept that the pandemic is still around us. It is dangerous, and they have to accept to be vaccinated. People should take this vaccination program and be vaccinated while the vaccine is still available.
So, okay, akubafakele ngesintu khonapha abantu ukuthi pho ke xa befuna ukuzivikela kumkhuhlane lo ngalokho osuku wakubona khona ngapho e-Australia ukuthi abantu bazivikela njani kumele benzeni ngoba xa umuntu ele madlana uyacabanga ukuthi athenge isikhuma sombhida kumbe athenge ihwahwa lokuthi ayekudla kanti ihwahwa usebenzisa embhideni kulokuthi athenge imask kumbe athenge i-sanitizer. So umuntu uphila njani nxa kunjalo?
Okumele sikunanzelele ensukwini lezi esiphila kizo kumkhuhlane lo wobhubhane le-COVID-19 sokumele siqale engqondweni zethu samukele ukuthi umkhuhlane lo ukhona. Ngiyazi ukubana kule mbiko eminingi ethunyelwe abantu edungayo kuma WhatsApp group lapha eyokuthi hayi i-vaccine leyo ungayihlaba uzakufa ngemva kwe-2 years kumbe hayi i-vaccine leyo iyabulala. Abanye bathi hayi vaccine le ungayihlaba egcina ungasazali. Imbiko leyi kumele singayiyemukeli. Abantu kumele bathathe imbiko esuka kugatsha lwezempilakahle bamukele i-vaccine leyi bayithathe njalo abantu balandele ke ukuthi bangangeni embuthaneni emkhulu emngcwabeni lasemtshadweni. Xa kwenzakele ukuthi abantu bahlangane ezindaweni ezinjalo kumele abantu bame khatshana khatshana lokhu esithi i-social distancing nokugeza izandla njalo nje ngesanitizer kumbe lamanzi alesepa nxa kuyukuthi awuyenelisi ukuyithenga ke isanitizer ukugeza izandla abogatsha lwezempilakahle World Health Organization bathi lakho kuyasiza ukuthi izandla ma zihlala zihlambukile igciwane leli liyahlala kakhulu ezandleni. Kodwa ukuzifundisa ukugeza izandla zakho njalo nje kuyavikela kakhulu ukuthelelwana komkhuhlane lo we-COVID-19. Ukuxhawulana ngezandla lokhuyana kumele ngalesi sikhathi somkhuhlane lo singasakwenzi, sibingelelane ngokukhuluma kuphela kodwa singaxhawulani izandla. Njalo nxa kuyikuthi i-vaccine le ifika lapha abantu abahlala khona emphakathini, ngiyaxwayisa abantu bakithi ukuthi liyithathe i-vaccine leyi liyihlabe. Ingalisiza kakhulu ukuthi xa uthe wabanjwa ngubhubhane le-COVID-19 awusoze ugule kakhulu ungene esibhedlela kumbe udinge i-oxygen. Liyathundubeza isiqubu kumbe amandla e-COVID-19 ukuthi akuhlasele emzimbeni.
Yes, cela ubambe khonapho umoya ungayikatshana. So jonga now we've got Mr. or Dr. Vusumuzi Sibanda.
Yes, Dr. Sibanda, welcome back to our show. Dr. Sibanda, nyaya hombe ino tariswa nevanhu kana paita dambudziko rakadai inyaya yerubatsiro kuti kana taita matambudziko totarisira kuti hurumende dzitibatsire nezvimwe zvakadaro. Pane zvakataurwawo here navaRamaphosa zvekubatsira vanhu pamusoro pelockdown iyoyi?
VaRamaphosa pavakataura nezuro hapana rubatsiro rwavakataura sezvatakamboona zvichiitika muchikamu chadarika apo panga pane mari dzekuti vanhu vabatsirwe. Chataona iko zvino ndechekuti tanzwa nhasi vanyanzotaura shoko rekuti aiwa iko zvino havagoni kubatsira, rubatsiro harupo, mari yakapera. Saka tangonzwa chete kuti vanhu ngavagare mudzimba uye vaite zvinhu zvese zvinoita kuti vasabata utachiwana hwecovid, asi rubatsiro runobva kuhurumende hapana.
Uko nyaya yekubayiwa kwenhomba yasvikawo papi? Nokuti vakawanda taimbotonzwa kusanganisirawo mutungamiri webato rinopikisa reEFF waJulius Malema vachitoti ndofunga tichaendawo kuZimbabwe kuti unobayiwa nekuti muSouth Africa hakuna chiri kufamba.
Ichokwadi ichocho kuti kana takatarisa vanhu vanonzi vabayiwa pari zvino tiri kunzwa kuti iko zvino hurumende ichiri kuedza yapedza kubaya vanoshanda nezve mahospitals vari kuedza kuti vabaye vanhu vane makore akadarika 60 vanosvika 5 million. Population yevanhu ivavo muSouth Africa i 5 million. Saka hatisati tasvika pakuti tichinobaya ma 50 to 59 year olds zvekuti iko zvino over and above vanhu vanoshanda muzvipatara mafrontliners emuzvipatara chete tirikunzwa kuti tirikuziva kuti vatanga uye vhiki rapera kubaya maticha. Saka pavachatanga kubaya vane makore 50 kusvika 59 vozouya kuma security services kusvika pakutanga kwaJuly. Tirikuona kuti zviri kufamba zvishoma-shoma chaizvo. Hatisi kuona vanhu vachibayiwa nenzira inofanana nevari kutestwa. Ndosaka tichiona vamalema vachiti aiwa tinenge zvisiri kutishandira nyaya dzana Johnson and Johnson ava nekuti taregedza kuti titore mavhaksini anobva kuChina. Vamalema vatoti havari kuona kunge Zimbabwe iri kuita nani panyaya dzekuvhaksineta kudarika South Africa.
And then kouya nyaya Dr. Sibanda yemafambiro ari kuita kunyaya dze kana kuti kubatwa kuri kuitwa vanhu nedenda irori, mataura nyaya yekuti vakawanda vari kukwanisa kunge vachivhenekwa, zviri kubatsira here kuzoti vanhu vachizvichengetedzawo vakaona kuti vanhu vakawanda vari kubatwa vaine COVID-19 kunyange hazvo pasiri kubayiwa majikiseni ekudzivirira, vanhu vari kutorwa here matanho?
Tinongoona vanhuwo vakapfekawo mamask apo neapo, asi tiri kuona kuti patasvika iko zvino ndepaya pekuti vanhu vanenge vaneta nekuti havasi kuona kuti zviri kuenderera mberi zviri kubatsira papi nekuti matauriro ari kuita vanhu ndeyekuti tinoona kuti vanhu vanofa uye tiri kukurudzira kuti vanhu vatorewo mavhaksini, asi tiri kuda kushandira mhuri dzedu uyezve hurumende haisi kutibatsira. Saka dambudziko risiri kunyanzotaurwa ratakatarisana naro nderekuti vanhu vasvika payazve pokuti chisiri kufa ndechipi nokuti hurumende haisi kutibatsira, hapana ari kutibatsira. Uyezve tiri kuona kuti muSouth Africa rimwe dambudziko hurumende rokubiwa kwemari nekuti iko zvino minista vehealth vakambomira basa nenyaya yekuti pakashaya 150 million uye pakapera 30 million. Saka vanhu vazhinji muSouth Africa uye vaneta nezveANC vari kufunga kuti nyaya iyoyi yeCovid iyi inenge nzira yekuita mari chete yevanhu vari mubato riri kutonga kudarika kuti inyaya inonetsa vanhu. Saka hatisi kunyanzowana vanhu vakavimbika, vanhu vanotaura nevanhu, vanhu vanzwisise nekuti vanhu vari kuona kunge pane zvisiri kufamba mushe ipapa, panenge pane ugevengu huri kuitika apa.
Thank you so much, Dr. Sibanda. Ramba yaimuri pachirongwa. Ndomboenda kuna Dr. Ranga. Dr. Ranga, yesterday we reported that Zimbabwe got, on Saturday, a consignment of 500,000 doses of Sinopharm from China. And by month end, they're expecting another 2 million. What can you say about this?
What I can say, Mr. Kantemire, is it's good if we can get as many of Zimbabweans vaccinated as soon as possible. I know that there are a lot of Zimbabweans who have concerns about the effectiveness of the Chinese vaccines, and this is borne by some anecdotal reports from other countries like Indonesia, Chile, and so forth, where we have had a number of healthcare workers vaccinated with the Sinovac vaccine, and they're still getting very bad breakthrough infections. What I would say is that we know they may not be as effective as others like the mRNA vaccines, but they still work. I think the challenge for the countries like Zimbabwe, which use these vaccines, would be they would need to vaccinate much more people than they would with the more effective vaccines. It's just a numbers game. If your effectiveness is about 50% compared to an effectiveness of, let's say, 95%, you're going to have to need to vaccinate more people if your effectiveness is 50%. So I think some reports suggest that the Sinovac vaccine is about 51% effective. So what I would encourage the government and the citizens is to get as many people vaccinated with what we have as possible. I think the question will be, if they turn out not to be as effective, do we have strategies to make sure we have more vaccines available, other vaccines like the mRNA vaccines, the Johnson & Johnson? You should have a bigger strategy to manage the vaccination process and also make sure that distribution is done efficiently, effectively, and also to encourage the population because vaccine hesitancy is still a big problem for many reasons in Zimbabwe. So that there also has to be a messaging strategy where the government and the healthcare professionals are communicating with the population about what works, what doesn't work with the vaccines.
So in a way, you are saying that there should be more of awareness campaigns?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that would be very helpful because the more information you give out to the population, the better you answer the questions and you address the concerns that the citizens have.
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
And another question, Dr. Langa, is, you know, it seems as if African scientists are not doing much in terms of producing their own vaccines. What's going on there?
Gibbs, I think this is a problem that has been true for many, many, many decades.
Mm-hmm.
I know that countries like South Africa, I think they are upping their game in that regard. But it takes decades to build the infrastructure. Even the vaccines we have here, like the mRNA vaccines, that technology was developed probably 20 years ago in response to SARS and MERS, in the H1N1 and so forth. That's when the technology was developed. So I think this is a wake-up call to African governments because these things have to be pushed by the government to encourage research and so forth. I think it's a wake-up call for all African governments or governments across the world to say, what is our role in ensuring that we are part of the manufacturing and research infrastructure? And that takes time. I think this time around, I think it's fair to say we are going to have to just rely mostly on those who have already developed the vaccines. How do we make sure they're easily available to our population? And how do we make sure that whatever we're giving our population is effective and safe?
Thank you very much, Dr. Langa, and stay on the lines. We're going to go to Umandla Moyo. So, Baba Moyo, we're going to go to Abantu Konapo, Sydney, Abachabuke, Zimbabwe. Singathi ke baza kwenzani njoba sokuvaliwe indawo ziningi into ezinjalo
abantu abaningi ngapha Dube eSydney sebesebenzela ezindlini laba abanelisayo lokho abathi ngesilungu work from home ikakhulu laba abasebenza imisebenzi consultancy umuntu yabe ekwanisa ukusebenzela kucomputer yakhe ebulenjini njalo abanye ke abasebenza kwezempila kahle baqhubeka besenelisa ukusebenza abasebenza ezibhedlela omongikazi nabodokotela labo ke bavumelekile ukuthi baqhubeke besemsebenzini okuyikuthi abantu abaningi abadabuka eZimbabwe bakumsebenzi yona le kwezempila kahle ungani akubathintanga kakhulu ukuhlala phansi bengayi emsebenzini kodwa kulabo ke abasebenza kweze hotel catering lasema restaurant labo driver ku public transport la ku private transport labaziranela nje ama shop amancane labo ke bavalile okuyikuthi ke abanengi kuzaba thathela kakhulu imali kuma savings ekade belayo ngoba kubenzima kakhulu nyakenye singena ke kuma lockdown lapha abantu abanengi babeke le lokuba depressed nje konokana ukuthi abantu abanengi abananzeleli ukuthi enye into esaffectayo ke ku-coronavirus ke lapha ikuengqondweni kakhulu okuthiwa ke ngesilungu i-depression yinto ke engakhulunywa kakhulu esilimaze abantu emazweni lawo angapha ukuthi abantu bamabehleze endlini bengayi emsebenzini umuntu ba-depressed abe lonely omunye acine secabanga lokuzibulala
yes cela ufake ngasithiwa khona konke ukwethula ngamafutshane baba.
The effects of the coronavirus here in Australia has come in a lot of areas. Mostly the frontline workers have been allowed to continue to work. Those in the hospitality industry, public and private transport players, most of them have been grounded. Most of the Zimbabwean citizens who live here in Australia are mainly in the healthcare sector, of which we see them to continue to work and fend for their families. The other issue about the effects of this COVID-19 that is not being discussed much is the isolation, depression. All these are mental health problems that people tend to forget, that if you are grounded at home in quarantine and you are thinking about your pocket, you are thinking about the lost income, you become very stressed. And most of the people now, by thinking too much and being lonely, there is a risk and temptation of people thinking about committing suicide. So my advice is that people should seek counseling online, telephone counseling, and counseling over the internet. There's a lot of social websites that you can access from home to get these kind of services, because it's very depressing for someone who has been going to work and all of a sudden you are grounded. Thinking about those bills and the cost of living in these countries can be very, very challenging. So the only source of income, if it's work, but the next minute you are not working and you don't have an income. So I would like to encourage the government to look at relief packages to those people who are made redundant because of this pandemic.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line. Let's bring back to Dr. Vusumuzi Spanda. Jonga, go ahead, sir.
Yes, Dr. Swanda, ndofunga kumagumo ikoko tiri kunzwa kuti zvii zvamungakurudzira vana veZimbabwe vari muSouth Africa kuti vasare nazvo kubva muchirongwa chino tichitarisa dambudziko iro rakatarisana nevanhu.
Chatingakurudzira ndechekuti vanhu ngavatarise nzira yavanorarama nayo, vateedzere mitemo yekuti vasawana hutachiwana, inofanira nekuti vashandise maface masks, uye vashandise zvinhu zvinofanana nemavitamin C nana zinc mukudya kwavo, voshandisa nana garlic nezvimwe zvese zvataudzwa muno muSouth Africa kuti zvinobatsira traditional methods ekuti vanhu vasawana vachibatwa neutachiwana. Kozoti vanenge vawanawo mukana wekuti vanobayawo mavaccine vaendewo kuti vanonyoresa vaona kuti vanogona kuti vabayiwewo. Saka tiri kukurudzira vanhu kuti mukufamba kwavo mavanoshanda vave nechokwadi kuti havasangani nevanhu zvisina netumaturo, pasina nekodzero yekuti vasangane nevanhu. Vagare mudzimba kana vasina chavanofanira kuti vaendere panze, nekuti chero vakaenda panze vachapedzisira vasungwa, vovharigwa, zvichaita kuti vagone kuzviwana vabatwa zvakare nezvirwere. Nekuti muzvipatara umu nemumapolice station munenge chaimo mune ngodzi yakakura chaizvo.
Dr. Ranga, munoti nenyaya iri kutaurwa naDr. Swanda yenyaya yekuti vanhu vazvichengetedze vachidya zvakaita mavhitamini avari kutaurayo, zvana garlic nezvimwe zvakadaro?
Zvandingataura ndechekuti Mr. Gandimire, Dr. Swanda, you know, of course, what he is saying is very true. If you have a better immune system, you are in better health, it means that if you get the virus, you are likely to do better. And that's what we have seen so far, because, of course, the people who are dying the most are those with what we call comorbidities, like diabetes, high blood pressure, lung issues, and also those with a compromised immune system. So if your immune system is boosted, it's going to give you a better chance of doing well if you catch the virus. What it won't do, what these measures won't do, is to prevent you from getting the virus. So you still have to practice, social distancing, wearing face masks, basic hygiene, avoiding large gatherings, avoiding coming in contact with people outside your household, unless you absolutely have to do it. If you have to do it, then you have to be always thinking about COVID. If I'm going to interact with this person at work, how should I do it in a relatively safe manner? If I'm going to interact with this person in the transport system, how do I do it in a public transport system? How do I do it in a safe manner? Most people still have to bury their loved ones, things like that, that they absolutely have to do. If you're going to do it in a safe way. Thank you.
Now, Dr. Randa, do you see these lockdowns in South Africa, Zimbabwe, Australia, going away, to a certain extent in the long run?
Absolutely, they should go away. I think we have countries where we see progress and we see a lot of hope, and that's true here in America. The numbers have gone down by more than 90%. in the last month or two, and that's because of vaccination, effective vaccination. And of course, you know, observing all these measures across the country has also helped tremendously while we you know, they ramped up vaccinating people. So I think countries with the capacity to do vaccination, that is the bull, that is the main, the magic that's going to work long term. Otherwise, as long as the virus can circulate in the community and you have a significant amount of the population unvaccinated or not immune, this will keep happening. And that is what is frustrating to a lot of people across the world, whether it's in Australia, South Africa, or Zimbabwe. They say, we've been doing this for a year. You know, how much longer are we going to have to put up with this? And I think that governments will be better served if they gave a clear roadmap to say, okay, we're going to ask you to wear this face mask and this may be, or do these restrictive measures for so long while we vaccinate people effectively. I think that's very necessary. Thank you.
But what is really scaring people, just briefly, from getting vaccinated?
Unfortunately, Gibbs, it's a multiple factors. As you know, when this virus started, there were a lot of conspiracy theories regarding the virus, the origins, what it meant. And also, there was a lot of conspiracy surrounding the vaccines, what they are supposed to do. That has not been helpful. And unfortunately, the conspiracy theories have been pushed by people who are supposed to be credible, politicians, religious leaders, even people in the healthcare field. So unfortunately, that has fed into the big picture that vaccination may be dangerous. What I can tell people is that here in America, 96% of physicians have been vaccinated, which means that they know something that the rest of the population may not know. And we are the people who give advice to say get vaccinated. I would encourage everyone to get vaccinated as soon as possible. There's absolutely no good reason why anybody should not get vaccinated. And the vaccines, do they have some side effects? Absolutely. Have there been some deaths, with some of the vaccines because of blood clots like the Johnson & Johnson? That is correct. But the numbers are much, much lower in terms of the people with side effects or who have died compared to people who are dying from COVID-19. So I would tell people, absolutely, it's better to get vaccinated. Even the ones which may not be as efficacious, you are better off taking them than not taking anything.
Thank you, sir. Now, Mr. Mandla Moyo, your last word, sir. Your last word?
My last word to the people is that let us accept the vaccination program that is available to us, practice social distancing, proper wear of face mask, and let us remember to support each other remotely. Phone your relative, check out on your friends, and let us keep encouraging each other emotionally, psychologically, and also even supporting one another financially. I know things are tough back home. Those who are doing it a bit better, let us support one another even financially, and we are going to overcome together. This challenge will come to pass. Bonengani bantu bakithi asincedane nini ekulweni lobhubhane lwe-COVID-19. Abantu babambane, sifonelane, ukhangele omunye wakho ukuthi uphilile yini ngefoni ngokumthumela i-voice note. Kuyasiza khonokuyana ukuthi abantu bangabi le-stress, le-depression ezindlini lapha kunzima. Nokuncedana nje ikakhulu ngokunikana imibiko e-correct, abantu bathathe i-vaccine le ekhona ngoba iyavikela. Umkhuhlane lo ukhona njalo uyabulala.
Thank you very much. On that note, we wish to thank our guests this evening, Dr. Simbuiso Ranga, who is here in USA, Mr. Mandla Moyo in Sydney, Australia, and Dr. Vusumuzi Sibanda in Johannesburg, South Africa. Signing off from Maryland, this is Gibbs Dube saying, good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri, till we meet again here on Live Talk Studio 7.
Good night.